My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you till 7 p.m. Kind of jumping around today. Usually I do a St. Patrick's Day extravaganza, but with the weather being what it was, my friends Tim and Will could not make it in this year. And that's just fine, because we're playing a little bit of Irish. We're playing some Van Morrison. I'm going to play some U2, maybe a little House of Pain. And I'm jumping around from different years. We listened to 1966, 2004, and a little bit from 2000. It might bring us back to 1980, depending on time. What I'm going to do for you now, though, is Paul's calls at the 6 o'clock hour since the beginning of the year. I've been trying to do at least one. I think I missed a week here, and also I substituted another week. But anyway, I do Paul's calls, which is a voice message that my father has left me sometime within the week, or maybe something from the archives from years ago. This one comes, I've got two for you today. This one comes from dear old dad on March 8th, 2017. We discussed perhaps maybe going on a trip to Washington, D.C. in April. And this is dad's response. He was listening to the program a couple of weeks ago, and this is his response after listening to the program. It's Paul's calls here on Time Travel.
Hi, Chris. Dad, what, 7:20? Thought I might catch you driving home so we can talk about Washington, D.C. I listened to some of your show tonight, so I heard you playing Davy Crockett, Fess Parker. Yeah, he was a big hit in the 50s. It was one of the great big Disney extravaganza. Everybody getting a coon skin cap. Yeah, okay, give me a call. Jenny's out at yoga right now. Bye.
There's Dad. There's one of Dad's calls from March 8th. I love this.
Jenny's out at yoga right now.
He says, Jenny's out at yoga right now, and then he just makes a yummy sound like he's eating something. Ready?
Yeah, okay, give me a call. Jenny's out at yoga right now.
There's Dad.
Bye.
Bye. He likes that dramatic pause, too. It's usually 3 or 4 seconds, and then you don't know if he's going to say something else or it's just a bye. So that was from last week. So after that, we talked about maybe going out to D.C. and maybe visiting the museums down there. Always a treat. Always a great vacation. Go down to Washington, D.C. Stay down maybe at the Harrington Hotel, which is an old hotel there. It's pretty much no frills, but it's got a lot of character, and it's got a nice little bar, and it's got a nice little breakfast place there if you want to do that. So we were talking about maybe doing that, and then he mentioned, well, maybe you should ask your brother Eric. And I said, well, if I ask my brother Eric, number one, the dates are going to change, and number two, Eric's not going to want to drive. And that's exactly what happened. So all of a sudden, an easy vacation has become a negotiation. And we still haven't decided upon anything. So this is the message that Dad left on Monday, March 13th.
Eric, Dad, Monday, 8:35. So I got your message about Eric wanting to fly down and change the dates. What do you want to do? I mean, you can look at vacation packages. Yeah, it's cheap. JetBlue flights, including airfare. It isn't much more than the freaking hotel room cost. So, I don't know. So, let me know. What dates did Eric want? So, it's going to be the old two's company, three's the crowd. Let me know. Give me a call.
See what I mean? There's that dramatic pause at the end, and then no bye. Just give me a call, and that's it. And if you notice, listen to the beginning. There's a five-second delay, and then he doesn't call me Chris. He calls me something else. Ready? Here it comes.
Eric, Dad.
He called me Eric.
Monday, 8:35.
He called me Eric right there. All right. The old two's company and three's a crowd at the freaking hotel. So we got to figure that out. So that's an exciting part of this week. We're going to figure out DC vacation, whether or not we're taking a flight, whether Eric's coming, whether the dates are set in gold, or if we don't do it at all. And this is part of the right way, the wrong way, and the Earl way. Maybe I should call it that instead of Paul's calls, the right way, the wrong way, and the Earl way. So, a few of you have known me for years and years. You're starting to understand why I am the way I am. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. Let's get back to some more tunes, but only after Vinnie Barbarino tells us about the Irish Phantom.
Mr. Carter, are you ready to see me now?
I'm ready to see you now.
Good, because I'm running late. Mr. Carter, I just want to tell you how excited I am about this term paper. It's all I can think about lately.
Really, Vinny?
Yeah.
I'm happy to see you so involved.
Oh, yes. I'm really into it.
Well, what subject are you going to write about?
What?
What subject have you decided to do your term paper on?
Just give me a second. I'll think of it.
Does it have anything to do with history?
Yeah. Oh, the great French fry phantom.
The French fry phantom.
Yeah. I just heard the news. No potatoes. I think it happened in England, the island, someplace where they speak English really funny.
As opposed to Brooklyn, where we speak it perfectly.
Yes.
What are you talking about, French fry phantom?
The phantom, you know, when you can't get nothing to eat, you have a phantom.
Famine! A famine! French fry famine? Irish potato famine?
Yeah, that's it. It's the same thing, I just said a little different.
Of course, it's the same thing. French fry phantom, Irish potato famine.
Must have been really terrible, huh, Mr. Kai? I'm imagining you go any place in the country, you could order a hamburger. And get a side order of nothing.
Goes back to the house of... He who breaks the law goes back to the house of pain.
He who breaks the law goes back to the house of pain.
She won't come just when you want it.
You see, I'm Irish, but I'm not a leprechaun. You wanna fight, then step up and we'll get it on. You get a right to the grill. I'm white and I'm ill, a descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill. I ducked and I swing, next thing your jaw's broken. Punk, I ain't joking, you can bet you be choking on a fistful of nothing. Meanwhile, I'll be puffing on a fat blunt. What punk, you don't know the half. Trying to talk, man, please don't make me laugh. These Irish eyes are smiling, I'm upwiling. The house of pain is pumping, start jumping. Freak it, funk it, backseat chunk it. If you can't get with it, you wind up sweating it. Then you get a beating just like an egg. It's so hard to run when you got a broken leg. But we can never run off, the house of pain will come off. We got the cake that you're trying to get a crumb off. The Irish thyme, the Celtic jazz. No one has it, just us, that's it. If you try to take it, I got a big shillelagh. I don't have dreads cause I shave my head daily. You call me a skinhead, I call you a pinhead. Yo, where you been, man? Just like the Tin Man, you got no heart. Here comes the good part, I pick up, muck 'em, cut 'em up and buck 'em down. Homeboy, you
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Listening to Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monsters of funk club, someone's talking junk. Yo, I'll bust them in the eye. I'll take the punks out, feeling funky. Amps in a trunk and I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill. That's my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down. And the Bible's got Psalms. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle with a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool. Cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going. No punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, and I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Like Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, then I'd light her menorah. I got my rhymes for ya. Excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Erica Boyer or Marsha Brady? Let me know, hun. The deed'll get done. Just us in the position. I'll take my rod and then I'll go fishing. I'll get your river flowing. I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure. I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been laid off. My rhyme is still paid off. Cause now I'm making records. Now I'm making tapes. Steady busting suckers in bunches like grapes. Making all the pace, scooping up the loot, putting suckers on the run, put my gun in and I shoot. I never been a front, I never been a fraud. I got a natural skill, for that I thank the Lord. Cause I feel blessed, I'm casually dressed. I always got my gun, but I never wear a vest. I'm quick on the draw, like a horse named McCaw from the cartoon. Boom, shalak, lock, boom, shalak, lock, boom.
WMFO Medford.
Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover. I'm glad all over. I'm one who shouts hooray. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
Holy moly. Holy moly. I don't want to be around that person when I go to work in the morning. Holy moly. Ugh. Stop. Lucky. It was lucky day. Judy Garland. Let's do lucky cigarettes. Sure.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And LS, MFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Luckies pay more. That's right. Luckies pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said, "All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years. Now there's a tip for you, friends, from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep-down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke. Yes, puff after puff, pack after pack. There's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Good reason to make your next carton Lucky."
Was it me, or did he make his own, was he making his own voice in there? That wasn't somebody else, that was him, wasn't it? Let's listen to that again.
"Tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly
That's
for
him.
14 years. In all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said, all in all, I've sold
That's
over
him.
100 million pounds
of tobacco. That's
him.
It's the same guy.
And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco.
He gives it that southern drawl, but that's that slick.
Downright good smoking.
That's that slick eastern guy.
He's regularly for 14 years. Now there's a tip for your friends from a man who really knows
that slick New Yorker.
So for your own deep down smoking enjoyment,
anyway,
light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke.
Yeah. Yep. Lucky cigarettes. Why am I hearing like a little, what is that? I know that's Madonna coming up, but I'm hearing some kind of odd buzzing in my ear. What is it? Is it the Irish curse? Here's a song about being lucky. It's Madonna, Lucky Star.
Bye.
still hearing that background weird noise? What is that? I am. It's wacky. Now the phone's ringing. Am I here ringing in my ears, or is that the phone ringing? I think it's the phone. Here's a commercial for Lucky Charms.
Charms?
He's in that cave.
Up here, laddies.
Hey, watch it! Meow!
Yo-ho, laddies, up here. No wonder they're after me Lucky Charms. Tis a new oat cereal with marshmallow bits and lucky shapes. Yellow moons, green four-leaf clovers, orange stars, pink hearts. See them? Mixed right in with the oat cereal. Tis a charming cereal. Simply charming. A shortcut. I'll take it. Tis luck to catch a leprechaun, but nobody can...
Catch a pack of Lucky Charms.
Charming.
A Big G cereal from General Mills.
Thank you.
listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts.
Looking down on my chest.
Well, it is the Ides of March, so I'm going to play a little something about the Romans.
Any questions? What exactly are the demands? We're giving Pilate 2 days to dismantle the entire apparatus of the Roman imperialist state, and if he doesn't agree immediately, we execute her.
Cut her head off?
Cut all her bits off. Send them back on the hour, every hour. Tell them we're not to be trifled with. And of course, we point out that they bear full responsibility when we chop her up, and that we shall not submit to blackmail.
No blackmail!
They bled us white, the bastards. They've taken everything we had. And not just from us, from our fathers, and from our fathers' fathers.
And from our fathers' fathers' fathers.
Yeah.
And from our fathers' 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 fathers.
You're right, Stan, don't labour the point. And what have they ever given us in return?
The aqueduct? What? The aqueduct?
Oh, yeah, they did give us that. That's true, yeah.
And the sanitation.
Oh, yeah, the sanitation, Reg. Remember what the city used to be like?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and sanitation are two things the Romans have done.
And the roads.
Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation.
Medicine. Huh? Education. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine?
Yeah, that's something we've really missed, Reggie. The Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this. All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, a fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Everybody have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. I'll be back next week. Time Travel's here with you every Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Stay tuned for Derek and Lisa. Big Picture is coming up next.
Yourself.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not work. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Tried calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking down. We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, It's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.